today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com, as we go right into the phone calls and talk to, I believe, Matt in Philadelphia is back with us. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian, sorry about that before.
That's okay. El Deuce is gone. I mean, MC Deuce is gone. And
I posted my response to him in your BBS board, which I just joined today.
Oh, excellent.
So I got it from there. I wanted to ask, actually, before he was on, about Julia. Did she win the election or the primary today?
Well, there wasn't really a situation of winning or losing the primary. There are two candidates running for Ward 4 here for city councilor in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. The only thing that could have been affected today is the order the names appear on the ballot. So if she had won today, she would have appeared first on the ballot. And because right now she's appearing second on the ballot. We're talking about my girlfriend, Julia, who's running for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And co-host.
Right, and co-host of the show. And actually, it turns out she got over 160 votes, while her opponent received over 300 votes in today's primary,
which is it's really good because it shows how many votes she can get with really doing nothing at this point.
Right,
and
all she's done is fill out a couple questionnaires,
what she has to do from this point on.
Yeah. So, does that answer your question?
Yep, that's it. And keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 to a different Matt. This one in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say to this gentleman that thinks that we ought to have mandatory national service. Back when I started college, I thought about joining the Reserve Officer Training Corps to have them pay my way through college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I didn't, believe it or not, because I was young and stupid at the time, and this guy sounded young too, so I don't know how smart or stupid he is, but I was young and stupid, and I didn't join because there wasn't a war going on. So I figured it'd be worthless. Why join the Army if there's no war going on?
No excitement.
And, But anyway, the point is I am really glad that I didn't join the Army. I think my life turned out great. If I hadn't joined the Army, I would have never met the woman I met. Or if I had joined the Army, I would have never met the woman I met. I had never had my first kid. And she would have never grown up to been the adult she was. When you start messing with people's lives like that, you have no idea what you're changing.
Sure. I mean, who knows how that would have affected you. You ended up on a positive track in life, and being forced to work for the government might have made you a negative person. I know it would have made me upset. I'd have been very upset had I not been able to choose my own path in life and had to have been forced into some government make-work program for 2 years of my life. I would come out even more angry at the government than I am today. I'd probably be turned into a mad bomber or something like that.
And I could have ended up, I believe at the time, I could have ended up in Lebanon in that Marine base and been blown up, too. Something like that might have happened to me.
You never know. In the military, it's your job to, stand in the face of danger, and that danger can sometimes kill you.
So I am really, really happy that I was not forced to serve anywhere at any time.
When you're forced to do something, it removes all of the value from the equation. If it's something you choose of your own volition, then you can really I feel like you can really benefit from those choices. But if you're being forced to at the threat of jail time, at the point of a gun, then I don't see how anybody could really consider that valuable. I just find that just completely outrageous. Matt, any final thoughts?
I agree. And the guy, he seemed to be waffling around a bit. You would say something, he would go, maybe that's not really what I meant. He should decide what he wants and make a stand for that. I mean, that's what you've done. You decided you want freedom, and any time somebody says anything, you stick to your guns. You take that road and stick to your guns.
Well, most people, they don't have principles.
Well, most people have not even been explained the concept of freedom.
That's true. They don't get it. Matt, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
They'll use it in their rhetoric.
Sure.
Freedom and liberty and those are words that politicians toss in, so therefore we learn to use them too. But you know, they don't know what they mean. They don't apply them in their lives. Right. I think that freedom to many people just means a democratic form of government, the ability to vote.
Yeah, if you're growing up in any kind of a system, a society such as we have today, you don't really run across these concepts too often unless you're flipping through the dials and come across something like Free Talk Live.
Sure. You're told you're free.
Oh, yeah.
You're told from day
one. Trust me, you're free.
Right. And nobody ever really thinks to question that. And I'm sure there would be plenty of people. You know what the message would be for this national service program is, this is the price you must pay for your freedom.
Yeah, that was what the caller said. He said that you pay this price and you get freedom. But it's not freedom anymore. It's something else. I mean, it's great that you call it that and you say, well, look, we have freedom because of this, but it's not freedom. You're just changing the definition of a word.
Yep.
It's still slavery. Any other word you put on top of it, whether it be national service or the draft or conscription or whatever word you want to, you know, slather on top, it's still slavery. If you aren't free to choose your own direction in life, then you're a slave. 800-259-9231.
Well, I think that
someone owns your actions and owns the fruits of your labor, you're a slave.
Beyond, sometimes you can't make choices because of circumstances. And, you know, that's something different. When the government makes it so that you have to choose a particular path, that's a lack of freedom, or when another person does. But when, you know, you don't have enough money to be able to choose to drive a Bentley, that's not freedom, really.
No, that wasn't what I was saying. You could still choose to move in the direction of saving money to get a Bentley in the future. You wouldn't be restricted from that by some government fiat. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Reverend Steve calling from Colorado. Reverend Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the UN. I was raised as a Democrat, and when my grandmother talked about FDR, she spoke in hushed tones almost. In fact, I remember once her eyes literally welling up with tears when she spoke about FDR. And
what a great man he was.
Exactly, yeah, and I was raised to believe that the UN was just this benign organization that wants nothing more than to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, since I've learned that it's, you know, never mind the nefarious conspiracy theories and all this stuff, it's just a super government that there's no constitutional mandate for,
right.
We have no business being involved in it. Right?
I voted for Kofi Annan. He shouldn't have any power over my life.
Precisely. And
even under the democratic paradigm.
Right, and so we have some friends of mine and I have decided to establish a holiday, and so far literally 100% of the Democrats that I've mentioned it to think it's a bad idea, so I think maybe it might be a good idea. On October 24th is the anniversary, the 62nd anniversary of the signing of the UN, and we thought it'd be a nifty idea to have a new national holiday, Burn the UN Flag Day.
I love it. I've been doing it for a while.
Now, they do it here in December, don't they?
Yeah, it's a little later.
I think it's October 24th, and it's coming right around the corner.
I think that's a fine idea.
We have about three guys and a potential of about four or five more guys, and we think we're and on one hand, it's kind of just a silly joke, but on the other hand, serious, and I thought we could videotape it. I just talked to one guy on the phone before I called you guys. And I thought, yeah, we could videotape it, put it on YouTube, read a short statement, use an economy of words, you know, not get too involved, just a brief statement about, you know, the UN and basically what, you know, what the UN is and what it isn't.
Let me make a suggestion
for you. Set those flags alight.
Right, and you know what, if you're actually going to put together an event in one place, you should call the media, you know, let them know that this is going on and invite them out to cover it. They may or they may not. You never know what will happen. Depends on how busy the news day is and all that. But just a quick tip from what we've learned doing them here in New Hampshire is that flags, they don't necessarily burn that well. Some of the material that flags are made out of, so it's actually
they
best
melt.
If you
kind of melt, right?
Yeah, so it's best if you find something flammable, like I don't know,
a sheet,
construction paper, or something like that, or sheet, or whatever.
Right, sheets are good because
like burn the UN flag in effigy.
Right. Well, if you take something that looks similar to the UN flag, and you should put the words UN just so people know, because they may not know what a light blue flag with a globe and a little wreath on it is.
Right.
You know, you put that on there and kind of give it the feel of a UN flag, and then you can put that on sticks and burn it.
There you go.
Okay. I hear the music. I'll let you guys go.
Good luck with that. And if you go to YouTube, I think you might be able to dig up some of the old UN flag burn videos from NHFree.com from the past couple of years here in New Hampshire. So give you a little inspiration. Thanks for the call, dude, and good luck. luck. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll get back to, or, well, start again, I suppose, the seven things you can do to make your life more positive and happy. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
and Toby
and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Both for you, for free. freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. And perhaps you might just own or know someone who does a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. You know, you've got business to do.
Right. Not and you didn't get into business for the purpose of doing collections.
Right. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Pam in Missouri. Pam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind, Pam?
Well, I was very surprised by the suggestion that that Americans serve mandatory in the military. And I am very supportive of the military. I have family members that have been in the military, my grandfather, my father, family members, mm-hmm. that signed up.
Right.
They volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
But as a history teacher, I also know for a fact that immigrants left other countries to avoid mandatory serving in their militaries.
Mm-hmm.
America is not about mandatory servants. Serving in the military.
It certainly isn't, and it should not happen. Not only should it not be that we should be forced to serve in the military, we also shouldn't be forced to work for the government in any way, shape, or form. Wouldn't you agree?
Any capacity. Any capacity at all. The founding fathers of this nation would have gone stark raving mad at the suggestions.
Sure.
Patrick Henry would have streaked naked through Congress over it.
Certainly possible. We are with you 100%, Pam.
So I just, that's my 2 cents, and take it for what it's worth.
Well, you look out, and
we don't hear enough Patrick Henry in our daily lives, and
right.
kids don't get taught enough in school.
And just look out for this, though, Pam, because they are pushing it at a national level, and it is something that's being pushed by some Republicans and Democrats together, and they're not calling it the draft anymore. Now they're calling it national service. So be on the lookout for it, and please continue speaking out as they continue to push this idea on the American people. It's outrageous, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate it.
I can tell you one thing. Last year at the school that I was at, when the, you know, they have had people come into the schools. And the school I had, we had ROTC officers.
Mm-hmm.
And to say something of the ROTC officers that were at my building, which I will not name them because they could possibly have trouble as a result, but they refused to let recruiters speak to the students unless they spoke to their parents first and had permission from them.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear that.
At least they didn't let them go straight to the kids.
Right.
Which a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, I'd rather they not be on campus in the first place, but when you've got government schools, inevitably the government military is going to be allowed in there. Thanks for the call, Pam. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, just another argument against government schools, of course. Let's let the market handle that. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, a good example of what Matt was bringing up there would be the song Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Will you sing a few bars for us, Tom?
No, about the guy, I mean, he's going off to war, he's leaving on a jet plane, and it's this difficult, you know, it's a very emotional farewell to his girlfriend or his wife.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Yeah, now... Yeah. Another example of the government trying to interfere too much with the rights and the lives of innocent people is, you know, in some states, fags get to adopt children.
Cigarettes?
No. Queers get to adopt children legally in some states.
Are you homophobic, or are you just like using those terms?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just when I hear those terms, I sort of think nasty thoughts, and they just don't seem like the nicest, the friendliest of terms. Am I alone on this one here?
It was a little shocking.
It seems a little insensitive.
Seems a little harsh, Tom. I mean, do you have something against gay people?
Well, when these kids grow up to be like about 14, and I mean, maybe they were adopted when they were real little before they realized that they should raise any objection to it, and now they're like 13 or 14, and they start to realize there is something seriously wrong.
Wait, are you saying there's something wrong with a gay couple adopting children?
Absolutely.
What could possibly be wrong about that?
Because then the children are going to be raised by queers instead of by,
You are homophobic, aren't you, Tom?
No.
I don't think so.
But anyway, as I was trying to say, what happens
when... hold on now. What's wrong with them being raised by gay people?
Because gay people are unfit to raise children.
Oh, how dare you?
I object a lot. I had a friend who was adopted by gay parents, and he grew up just fine with completely normal values, and
sure,
he's a very normal, functioning member of society.
I've met plenty of gay people in my time who I thought would make fantastic parents and would be far better parents than many of the white trash parents that are out there raising kids today. Tom, do you know any gay people?
I try not to, but...
Yeah, well, that figures, and you're about done. Thanks for the call. You know, that's about all I needed to hear. You don't know any gay people, so how dare you even begin to make the suggestion that all gay people are unfit to raise children. If anything, there are a lot of gay men and women, I'm sure, that do very well for themselves. They have their own businesses, and they're entrepreneurial, and, I mean, these are people I would love to see kids in being raised by.
Right. Even if you think that gay people are not the premium, top parenting couple out there, if you think about all the other people that raise kids, single mothers, people with drug habits, and
sure,
and they have
alcoholics,
Britney Spears. if you look at these people, how much worse could the gay couple do?
Yeah, someone's sexual preference has nothing to do with how good or bad of a parent they're going to
be.
No
doubt about it. You know what? When Julia and I purchased our car here in New Hampshire, we went to... I did a little bit of searching because I got the lady's email address, and I just figured, well, let's see who we're buying the car from. So I did a Google search and came up with a little bit of information on her. It became pretty apparent that she was involved in some things in regards to educating, homeschooling, and that sort of thing. And as it turned out, it was a gay couple, a couple of lesbians that live in a very nice house in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and they've got plenty of property for themselves. It would be a wonderful place for a young person to grow up, and indeed they did have a young, probably 10 or 11 year old girl that they were raising together. I think she was adopted, but maybe not. It might have been one of the lady's original kids. Either way, we went to pick up the car at their property, and immediately I thought, wow, this would really make a great place to grow up. And they were just a friendly couple, a beautiful home.
Well, really, the property and the home don't necessarily make a good family life.
If you walk into somebody's house and it's trashed, and you've got somebody yelling in the back, at the top of their lungs, yelling profanities, then yeah, that's pretty good indicator that kids don't really belong in that household. This is a very wholesome looking place. Looks like a great place to grow up. Anyway, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over a quarter of a million posts. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones. To the fun. Talk to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mike.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How do I top that last caller?
Tom is certainly an original character.
I just think like that have repressed gay feelings, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're onto something there. A lot of people that trash on gays the hardest are probably the ones that are just a little concerned
about themselves.
I don't
know if I believe that necessarily.
Look at the prosecutors that, you know, are going after the child predators and stuff, and they tend to be child predators.
Some of them just come there from a religious standpoint.
To know so much about it, you have to really think about it.
It's true. And then you've got Ted Haggard. You talk about religious standpoint, Mark. You've got Ted Haggard, the leader of the megachurch in Denver, Colorado, this nationally recognized evangelical Christian who was found having, you know, allegedly having gay sex with a prostitute and snorting meth at the same time. I mean, this is just, you just find out all kinds of funny things over time.
Yeah. I think there is something that goes to say those who scream the loudest, maybe them that they're pointing the finger at, but it's not overall. I think that a lot of it comes from people who just are confused or afraid of it. They don't like heed
Tom doesn't have the unknown.
Exactly. He doesn't know many gay people, so they must be horrible. I mean,
and he's too scared to get to know them.
Exactly.
If he comes across a gay person, he recoils back like Dracula looking at a cross or something like that.
Well, lots of people used to feel like that towards blacks, too.
Sure. Exactly right. Just try getting to know gay people or blacks or Hispanics, and you know what? You'll find out that, they're people, too. They have the same feelings that you do. Shocker.
I want to talk about something else.
Sure.
Back to involuntary servitude.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear your whole conversation, but I don't know if it's been brought up. But would you agree also that jury duty is involuntary servitude?
Absolutely. It's like a little mini draft.
Right.
You don't have to stay for 4 years. You just have to stay for, a few hours.
Yeah.
Or
days. We'd have to scratch that, too. Then also.
Well, part of I understand and totally agree. But I like the idea of serving on a jury. I don't like the idea of serving on a military.
Go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's enough people out there who like the idea of serving on a jury that you don't need to have it mandatory.
Well, the problem is you don't. If they want to be on a jury, then you've got to watch out for them.
Well, the problem is the concept of the jury system in the first place. While it's a good idea to sort of balance power, it's a fourth check on the government, and I understand it.
Jury nullification.
What we really need, jury nullification is a good idea, but what we really need is to just get the government out of the world of making decisions on judicial cases and put it in the hands of arbitrators, people that are actually professionals, instead of a group of citizens that arguably don't really know what they're doing. Which, of course, is what the government wants.
That's not always true.
What's that, the jury doesn't know what they're doing?
No, as far as arbitrators concerned. There's a company called National Arbitration Forum. It deals with credit card civil issues, and they have a 98% rate, awarding towards the credit card company. So there's a little collusion involved there, so you got to watch out for that.
Well, I don't know if we're really operating in a true marketplace environment where there are a whole bunch of different arbitration agencies out there that you can choose from, so I'm not sure what the situation is with that, but I wouldn't doubt that there's some sort of collusion going on.
Right.
Did you make your point, or did you have something?
No, that's it. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go and talk to Jeff in St. Louis. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, first, about that guy talking about the two gay families, or however it is, it's pronounced. I just want to know, I want to talk about the Michael Savage deal, but I want to talk about this, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, because you disagree with the homosexual lifestyle, you're automatically a homophobe? Is that what you guys are saying?
I think that what Ian was saying is that it's... if you bring it up on a regular basis, like perhaps there's an issue.
Mm.
I was saying that he wasn't necessarily just disagreeing; he was insulting. He was attacking.
Yeah, I disagree with it, but I didn't like. I disagree with it, but I didn't like the terms he was using.
Okay, well, I didn't like his terms either, and that's why I called.
So what does that make me? I don't like it, but I didn't like the terms.
I guess that just makes you disagreeable.
Yeah, and what do you guys think about that Last Supper rendition picture of that from that San Francisco fair?
I don't know what you're referencing.
There was a fair in San Francisco where they had an image of the Last Supper with fetishes and stuff like that replacing Jesus and all of them.
I think that's going to be offensive to a lot of people, and it's probably not worth doing.
Was it paid for by tax dollars?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't think that we need to have tax dollars going to pay any sort of artists to do anything whatsoever.
It seems like the last group is okay to offend as Christians in this country. Because you don't see anything coming out against people insulting Christians or anything like that.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like the Christians are in a majority, or at least they're a very vocal and powerful minority.
So that means they can't be offended?
Wait. I think that they feel that, and they feel like they're under the thumb of Christians in a lot of ways. For instance, many town, town squares will have nativity scenes that I'm required to pay for. They'll have, In God We Trust on the money. You have to.
Yeah, but then no one complains when they get Christmas off for the holidays.
What does Christmas have to do with it? It's a pagan holiday that Christians co-opt.
Well, you know what I mean. When they get a Christian holiday off,
So they make up their own holidays for, Hamawana Kwanzmas or whatever holiday it is that they want to make up. They get that off. What difference does it make?
I'm saying they don't complain when they get the benefits of that holiday off or something like that.
Well, if they were in a different society, say a Jewish society, and they got Hanukkah or whatever off. Would you complain?
No.
Okay.
No.
And most people wouldn't either. Complain about.
Right. So, yeah, the government does not need to be taking tax dollars and putting it into the hands of artists that are going to offend Christians, nor does it need to be putting it into the hands of Christians to offend anybody else.
My interpretation is it's freedom of religion, not from religion, up in the Constitution.
So do you think that people should be required to have a religion?
As long as they don't exclude a particular... As long as they treat them equally, I don't have a problem with it.
But how can you treat them all equally?
Well, you know, I guess what I'm saying, as long as they're, like, if they do something for Islam for the holidays, they don't exclude Christianity.
Well, I don't think they should be doing anything for any religion,
right.
for any holiday, because I don't think the government has any business doing that.
When you say they, you're talking about the government, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the government doesn't need to be recognizing anything. The government doesn't need to have any sort of religious-based holidays or recognize any religion over another. The government should stay completely out of religion. Now, what was the thing about Michael Savage you mentioned?
The San Francisco Board of Trustees or City Board condemned Michael Savage for comments about paying tax dollars for giving illegal green cards or something like that. But he didn't do it politically correct way.
Okay. Well, I wish that I could get the city board of any major city to condemn my show. that would be really great, and
yeah,
it's the kind of PR that you can't buy.
It really is great, because I was looking at the Drudge Report tonight, and right there, top headline was the Michael Savage thing. So talk about some great free
publicity.
And I
thought the city of San Francisco was a progressive, free speech type town, and here they go do something like this.
Well. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't like Michael Savage. I mean, I think he's a scumbag, personally. And he didn't even bother to show up to receive his award this year. He won the Freedom of Speech Award at Talkers Magazine's convention.
Might have been busy or didn't consider it important enough or something.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's the industry's most prestigious, the talk industry's most prestigious award.
Howard Stern didn't show up to get his either.
No, I didn't say I liked him either, did I? So anyway, I just, whatever. If they want to pass a resolution against him, I'd rather have my city government passing meaningless resolutions than more smoking bans or whatever. I don't know. It's not the most offensive things they could do.
Right. I would agree with you there.
Right. Oh, and for the record, according to Wikipedia, which is not perfect, homophobia is the disapproval or prejudice is part of the definition there. So
just not liking gays is homophobic.
That's correct.
You don't necessarily have to be afraid to be a homophobe.
Right.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Rob in Georgia, Rick in Tampa, and ladies, if you call in, you come first on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hopefully, still to come, we'll talk about some ways to find happiness in your life, and maybe a woman that the feds killed in an airport, allegedly. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and AMP the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. What we ask you to do is send in $3 a month via any major credit card or PayPal account or other options. And what we do is we take that money in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live and getting on more radio stations across the country. So if that's valuable to you, you want to help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get a few perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines as well as the AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. As we go to the AMP line to talk to Robert in, or Rob rather, in Georgia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, as someone who is descended from people who were engaged in national service in the employ of the cotton industry, I think that I am somewhat uniquely qualified to say just how atrocious an idea this is.
You're talking about the idea of national service, which we were talking about extensively in hour number one with somebody who just thought it was a wonderful idea that, you know, kids today, they're so troubled, and we really just need to help them out by having them work for the government for 2 years.
No, and you know, and as I have said on more than one occasion, anytime you see massive amounts of problems which are both intractable and widespread, you can almost certainly find government at the root of it. Mm-hmm. And this, I mean, and the things that people point out are essentially just manifestations of that same thing. You have the way that government schools are set up and the way that you have employment laws set up, you end up having people having extremely extended adolescences so that they don't learn responsibility at a very early age. So
absolutely,
that's one of the reasons why you have a lot of changes.
Young people could be out there working at 12 instead of 16. That way, by the time they're 16, they've got a little nest egg saved up for themselves. They understand responsibility. They understand a good work ethic. And they're not out necessarily partying and being stupid all the time. Instead, they're working to better themselves. That could be a possibility in this country, except that, as you point out, the government law prevent that as an option.
Sure. So you end up having, you know, the situation with disaffected youth. And then when you start talking about the sort of animosity that people have towards one another a lot of times, that's primarily government as well. I mean, government, the various governments in this country have pretty much always been in the business of either forced association or forced separation.
Mm-hmm.
And either one of those two things is going to create animosity among whatever groups you're forcing apart or forcing together.
Absolutely.
And so you end up having that as being one of your major problems. And national service is one of those things which particularly frightens me because it has bipartisan support. You have the Republicans, at least a lot of them, who will like the expand the military angle. And then you have a lot of the Democrats who will like the, you know, the Peace Corps and the assist the disadvantaged group of the month club, whatever
right.
it is. And that sort of thing is very, very troubling. And then, you know, and one of the things which kind of puzzles me is that when you look at the climate in this country and the sort of backlash against both legal and illegal immigrants, in fact, particularly if they're Mexican anyway, nobody seems to have much problem with any other ones.
Right.
But they tend to have a lot of problems with Mexicans. I find it very, very interesting that there's almost undoubtedly a large number of Americans who would rather have businesses in this country employ enslaved Americans rather than free foreigners.
I guess. It seems like speculation.
Well, I mean, the simple fact that you would be going for national service.
Right.
You're talking about, and these people are talking about employing people in jobs in America. I mean, they're talking about people doing not just, you know, military, not just doing stuff foreign, outside of the country. They're talking about them doing stuff in the country.
I guess when you said employing, I thought of a regular employer, and I don't think of government when I think of employer.
Yeah, but what you're going to end up doing, of course, is that when government gets involved in the industry, you essentially run all of the private money out of it. I mean, you don't have many private libraries because the government is essentially subsume that function.
Right, but they do exist.
So,
it is possible to have private libraries.
Oh, yes. And so, yeah, oh, absolutely. It's a very strange sort of thing that people get onto this whole national service idea when, in fact, as soon as you start forcing people into whatever roles they have, what you're going to do is you're going to increase the amount of animosity among people tremendously, and then you're going to be trying to solve that problem with some other government scheme,
sure,
which will further compound the problem.
And I think it's really disempowering for people because people will often blame in their life, all the things that go wrong on the one thing that it's most difficult to change. National service will be nigh impossible to change, and so therefore they won't have to take responsibility for their problems. They'll say, oh man, I can't wait until my life really starts in 2 years or a year and a half or whatever my service is finally over.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much like prison that it's sick.
Absolutely. I mean, could you imagine any way to make someone despise the poor more than forcing them to serve them?
I suppose, yeah. Anytime you force anybody into a situation that they aren't necessarily looking for, they're going to resent whatever the parameters are, whether it be the poor or whether it be, you name it, they're going to resent the fact that they're there instead of doing what they want to do with their time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my granddad was drafted into World War II, and he told me every day that he was alive, don't ever go into the Army. I mean, that was like his mantra. So, you start forcing people into these situations, and you're just going to increase the amount of resentment, an incredible amount. So if you want to foster love among people, the best thing to do is to allow them to associate with the people they wish to.
Yeah.
And to not associate with the people they do not wish to. And the world will find its own level.
Exactly. Leave people alone. You know, one of the other things that bugs me about this national service idea is that we already know that on career day in government schools across the country, most of the careers that they bring in to talk to the kids are government bureaucrats. And, you know, it's bad enough they're already pushing kids towards working for the government. If you mandate that they work for the government for 2 years, can you imagine the amount of propaganda that's going to be shoved down their throat? Hey, kids, this is 2 years, a little taste of what you'll get. If you work for the next 20 years, you'll get a pension. And that means you'll get paid for not even working. And look at all these benefits we've got. Don't you want to be a bureaucrat after these 2 years are up? And can you imagine the sell job they'll be doing to bring more people into bureaucracy?
Yeah, you know, and I have to wonder how sustainable this sort of stuff is, because I think that one of the reasons why some of these smaller countries worldwide have been able to get away with some of these things and some of the amount of socialism that they have is largely because they're able to offset those costs from, especially with foreign aid and the consumerism of the United States, which has not had that same degree of socialism. I think that once we get into that game, then there'll be no one to offset our costs. I mean, I think that would cause the economy to just spiral into the tank like nothing else.
Right. Well, it's already on the way down the tank, and so you're right. I think that probably would accelerate the process because, as you point out, there's not going to be anybody out there to subsidize our program. Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231 to Rick in Tampa. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with the Intobia Mark. Hello, Rick.
Good to see you.
Hello? Rick, we've got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I wanted to talk about the Baker Act tonight.
The Baker Act. This is a law that allows people to, call the cops and have them arrest a friend or family member and put them in a mental institution or something?
Well, I suppose it could be used by a friend or family member, but it could also be used by a law enforcement officer,
mm-hmm.
A judge, even a doctor who doesn't specialize in psychiatry or psychology.
Isn't the Baker Act only in Florida?
I believe it's only in Florida, yes.
Okay. I'm sure that there are similar laws in other states, but I just wanted to be clear for, you know, we're a nationwide show.
Okay.
Yeah, so the reason I'm calling in about the Baker Act is just I'm currently being personally affected by it.
Hmm.
Yesterday, my sister was pulled over in a traffic stop, and she apparently had a mental breakdown. The stress of being pulled over, some things that were going on at work, and so on.
Sure.
And she basically had a mental breakdown, wasn't answering the questions coherently that she was being asked, and the police officer decided to Baker Act her. And, I mean, let me tell you, this is worse than getting thrown in jail. She's been now in a psych ward for about 10 hours, and she's actually showing signs of a crazy person. After being subjected to some of the things she's been subjected to. So, I mean, it's a terrible law. It's one of these examples of, you know, perhaps a good idea that's gone terribly
wrong. So that means that if she's showing signs of a crazy person, they're going to want to keep her there longer, right?
I think they can only do it 72 hours.
Exactly. Exactly it.
Mark's saying they can only do it for 72 hours. Can they extend that beyond the 72 hours?
What they do is they have the 72-hour window, which is...
Hold that thought. We'll bring it back in hour three. You can explain it better. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.